much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
It's breakfast time. Pancakes and syrup. Pancakes and syrup. Pancakes and syrup. It's breakfast time.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy.
Four, five, six.
V.I.G.
Would you believe a girl from L.A. would love Bill Withers?
Pretty uptight. Let's just say her butt is never not clenched.
You sound so ignorant with your generalization.
There's something going on and it's bad.
But you're wrong.
We have to figure out what's going on.
You're being quite rude.
Go home. Get a job. Get a job.
Am I on the air?
Sadly, the American dream is dead.
I'm not sure that that's true.
Whatever. The truth is stupid.
Well, who's doing the raping?
Well, that's all well and good, but what does Diplo think?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Música, música, música.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Get his woodstock out of here.
Roll another one.
I believe that's what you call observational humor.
Just like the other one.
Second place, hell yeah!
This one seems to be about to quit.
I guess so. This is a crazy world we live in.
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Right?
Roll. Roll. Roll another one.
What are you old weirdos talking about?
Just like the other one.
You paint your bald spot?
This one seems to be about to end.
Oklahoma City, hello.
I don't have another cent.
Look at them.
One arsehole.
Which one?
Take your pick.
Like a garden, I dig it.
Just pass it around.
I love little girls.
But don't bother to join my friend.
That sounds unnecessary.
I just pass it on down.
And now.
Could be a Mexican plane up there. They're getting ready to attack.
Our feature presentations.
That's a good point.
Hey, hey, Ellie.
Yeah, Kevin.
There's a guy in here.
I know. He's handsome.
I know.
And he smells good.
What's happening?
I don't know, but I don't hate it.
Because is this Stryker?
I think it's Stryker.
It looks like Stryker
to
me.
It looks a lot like...
I can hear you.
I've never seen him this early,
Stryker,
so I'm not sure.
Stryker never gets up this early.
I know.
Because he works in the afternoon.
Do you think he's lost?
Maybe he thinks it's the afternoon.
Oh my God, I feel so sad.
Oh, this is bad.
Awkward.
Hey, Stryker.
What is this? Where's Bean?
Bean's on vacation.
Oh, okay.
He's on vacation.
He came in to visit Bean.
That's what I was here to do. I wanted to see Bean.
Stryker, it's 5:38.
You're really early for
it's
your
early.
Shift.
Well, there's a couple. One, I wanted to talk to RJ Bell about gambling later because
okay,
I like to gamble
good.
On college and pro football.
Okay, excellent.
Then I wanted to chime in about the roommate situation, if I may.
Okay.
Can I tell you? Or do you know?
Maybe later.
Maybe later.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. And then I'm also here because I'm going to hang out at the station all day. Because I have friends that work at T-Mobile.
Uh huh.
And do you know the color they use?
No.
Allie?
Orange. Yellow.
Pink.
Green.
No, it's magenta.
Magenta.
So anyway, I'm just passing along a message.
Okay.
And I would like to pass this message along. You know, DJ Khaled and I, ambassadors. I'm an ambassador.
I'm sorry,
for T-Mobile.
Did you say ambassador?
Yeah.
You're an ambassador?
I don't know how to spell
snatch.
That.
What?
Did you say my snatch?
I said.
What did you say?
I said like, that explains your sash.
Oh, yeah. You're an ambassador.
Very different.
So you're saying you're an ambassador for T-Mobile?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you're going to sit in during our show.
Yes.
And then also.
With Kat.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then I'll be on from 2 to 6, and then I'll be on with a little bit of Nicole.
Why are they trying to kill you?
This sounds like
I'm
a bad
not
idea.
Really
What's
sure,
happening?
But I got no problem with it, because I got really no life.
Okay.
So I like to roll into Culver City and do this. But they just declared, and this is very nice, the end of data limits, and it's called T-Mobile One. And quickly, it's one price, it's all unlimited, and it's for everyone. So you can use your smartphone as much as you want with unlimited everything. So if you like to stream music, you never have to worry about your data being affected. You
wow.
want to watch movies on Netflix? Don't worry about that. It's T-Mobile One. That's it. There you go. It's pretty cool. And they're very nice there. This is like a very easy thing to do because I've been with them a long time, and they're cool.
Define with them.
With them, you know, sleeping over, sleeping okay. bags type thing, bunk
right.
beds.
Cookouts
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, cookout, beans nice. And franks.
Cool.
Telling scary stories.
Yeah, going to the T-Mobile Arena and then going to the nightclubs afterwards.
Sure.
Minus the nightclub part and just hanging out.
Hmm.
Maybe
okay.
the horse or something.
Okay.
Is this a fever dream? What's happening?
Sounds like it. Now, do you have to say this every time?
No.
Okay.
No. No,
it's
I'll
fine.
Say,
I'm just asking. Take it easy.
No. I'd be happy to.
What are you, uptight?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm just here. But it is 5:41. Mm-hmm. I went to bed at 2:41.
Oh.
Excellent.
Yeah, but I feel pretty good.
What? Same. I went to bed late because of Prophets of Rage.
You went to Prophets of Rage
yeah,
last night?
Yeah, last night was so good.
At the forum?
And you know who came out? Dave Grohl.
Come on.
Yeah.
Is it that Dave Grohl is friends with so many people and wants to play with so many people, or is he just always at shows? And they're like, hey, there's Dave Grohl.
I assume it's
the, play.
I assume it's the first one.
The friends,
I
yeah.
assume.
Yeah.
Because he has friends. Everybody is his friend in the
wow.
music world.
He's Dave Grohl.
And everybody in the music world wants him to somehow play
yeah.
with them.
So. Was he chewing gum so and good. Doing things perfect at the same time on
he's,
stage?
You know him.
He's perfect.
He's perfect in every way. It's
what did
annoying.
He do exactly with the band?
He came out and did Pump Up the Jam.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yes. Yes. So
Unfair.
Good.
Unfair.
So good. So we were there,
uh-huh.
and a guy taps me on the shoulder, and he says, are you Kevin? And I said, yeah. And he goes, you mind if we take a picture? And I said, yeah, of course. Not much light here, so maybe mm-hmm. we should go back out over here. And he walks me over to a hallway.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, right? And he says, by the way, I have a great idea for you.
Yeah.
And I said, great. We're always looking for, you know, good ideas for the morning show. And he goes, there's this story of a guy that robbed a bank. Stryker, I told that story when? Monday? I don't know.
I think, yeah, Monday or Tuesday.
And it had been, they had already talked about it. I was gone one day and they did the entire story. Oh. And then I repeated the entire story, not knowing that they had done it.
And we didn't know what, Chip and I are looking at each other like, do we tell him? Like, because we thought it was a day he was here and he was just losing it. So we thought maybe it's better to not tell him. But then we couldn't stop laughing.
The guy last night, he had such a great delivery. Like, just he held on to it. He's like, I really think you're going to like this.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I love him.
I do, too. I was like, that's the funniest thing I've heard tonight.
Now you were feeling so good about yourself getting recognized, taking a picture, and then he busts your balls.
I loved it. It was such a surprise because he wasn't, you know, laughing or giggling.
Right.
Or sort of going, you know, making fun of me right until the punchline, and that was pretty
excellent
good.
Work.
That's what I said. Good work, sir. You do good work. Keep doing what you're doing. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
First of all, we have Stryker here all day.
Yay!
So
that's
thanks
be
for
fun.
Having me on. By the way, it is incredible. Thank you so
Look,
much.
Look, we always love having you on.
Thank
when
you.
When Ralph's gone, we have you filling in on showbiz.
That's right.
You're perfect for this. Dave Grohl's perfect. You're perfect for this. We have the movie beat because it's Friday. We have RJ Bell.
Yeah.
Talking about week 2 of the NFL. You dress too sexy for work.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, check out these sweats, you guys.
There's a guy who will walk with you. There's a guy in Southern California who you can hire if you want a partner or a friend to walk with you.
What?
He charges like $7 a mile or something, and you set it up ahead of time, and you say, hey, I'm going to go walk this afternoon. I don't have any friends.
Oh.
So can I hire you? And he'll go, sure. And then he'll walk with you wherever you're going on your walk, and then you just pay him.
What's his maximum speed?
Great question.
It's funny. I didn't get that far into it yet.
Okay. Because I would like to know, because I may, you know.
You might want that?
Yeah, but he's got to go 6.0 or more.
That's your speed?
That is correct.
How do you know
that's
your
fast.
Speed? How do you know that's your speed?
That's my speed. That's the treadmill,
treadmill.
So I can do that on the cement, too. Yeah.
Okay.
I see. 6.0.
Well, we could ask him when he's when he comes on the show.
All right.
I don't know his top speed.
Come on, Kevin.
It's a strange question.
Where's your research?
And Jimmy Kimmel is hosting the Emmys. And we have Jimmy Kimmel on the show.
Jimmy!
Today. Very excited about that. We'll take a break. We will come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:54. Ralph Garman is here now with a look at the Showbiz Beat.
Kevin, Allie, yes. Mr. Ambassador. It's always a pleasure.
Do we have to refer to him as Mr. Ambassador?
Yes. Oh. He's an ambassador. Why don't you open up a blog?
Okay.
Learn how to behave. Embarrassing, Kevin.
Open up a blog.
You've got royalty in the studio, and you're like, whatever, just call him by his name. For God's sakes.
I like that.
Speaking of big deals, Donald Trump on Dr. Oz yesterday, right?
Didn't see it, but wasn't he supposed
to release
all of his...
Yeah, he released everything.
Everything.
He was just transparent.
He had not one, but two pieces of paper that he handed to Dr. Oz. One was written in crayon, said, him good, love, Trump's doctor. That's all it said.
Okay.
No.
Sounds technical.
He did have a couple statements from his personal physician stating that Trump's weight at 6'2". Did you know he's 6'2"?
No.
I didn't know that either. His weight is 236 pounds.
Okay.
Really? Please.
What?
Come on.
More?
Look at him. Look at him.
More?
He's pushing three bills if he's a dime.
Oh,
right?
Really?
Come on. Yeah.
I am really proud. I am really honored.
Trump said he wanted to lose about 15 pounds. His defense, 50 pounds of that weight is spray tan. So it's not all his fault.
It is true.
Trump also said he was taking Crestor to control his high cholesterol.
Okay.
And that he does not exercise regularly.
No way. Good.
But he said shaking hands and giving speeches inside venues with high temperatures kept him sweating off the pounds.
Do not tell me that's his exercise.
That is exercise.
Oh, my God.
It's the same thing. I have the best exercise, okay? I shake hands, which makes my elbows very strong, and I sweat. I sweat a lot. It's what I do. I go into hot places, and I sweat. It's like a sauna around me all the time.
It's the best sweat, though.
Even for him, I can't believe he would say something like that.
Yeah, so he is physically fit and ready to be our commander-in-chief.
That's great news.
God bless, and please vote often and early, everyone. Don't forget. TV show Married at First Sight. You familiar with that?
I'm not.
On the FYI cable channel?
I'm not.
It's a spectacularly dumb show where people meet and then they get married on the show.
Not interested!
It's like the Bachelorette on speed.
Okay.
Right? You meet somebody and you pick someone out of three people and you go, that's the person I feel an instant connection with. And so they take you to a justice of the peace and you say your vows and they make you legally married. And then they send you off and watch your life implode after that.
Any follow-up? Because I would like to see the follow-up.
Well, Kevin, you may be surprised to know that some of these marriages end in divorce.
What?
What? Right?
It seems like that's a solid way to get it started.
Well, here's my favorite part. They've added a new spin-off show called Married at First Sight, Second Chances. And the show will follow cast members from the previous season who their first sight marriages ended in divorce, and they're getting another shot at finding love.
Oh, jeez.
Not interested.
How? By finding someone else new at first sight and then marrying that person.
Okay. This is really dumb.
Or is it?
Yes.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
My really bad. Dumb.
It is really dumb. And Margot Robbie.
Yes.
Saw her in Suicide Squad, right, as Harley Quinn?
Yep.
Well, looks like Warner Brothers has greenlit a solo Harley Quinn movie.
All right.
I'd watch that.
Same.
Yep.
You'd
both watch it solo. What?
I mean, I think I understand.
Oh, because of the masturbation.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Margot Robbie will, of course, return as Harley Quinn. And according to Warner Brothers, apparently other female DC comic book characters will be starring as well. This is like an all-female superhero movie.
Okay.
So I don't know who that entails, but...
Ralph, I have a question for you. You're a master on this stuff.
Yes, I am. Thank you for acknowledging that.
Jared Leto's character in Harley Quinn said that they have enough footage from the filming that didn't make it to shoot a whole other movie. Is anything like that going to happen?
You know, that has... Jared Leto said that a ton about his Joker character in interviews. Some sources that I've read say that's a little bit of a hyperbole. in the sense that they did shoot a lot of extra stuff, but maybe not enough to have its own film. But if Harley Quinn has a solo film, I would be surprised if the Joker didn't make at least an appearance.
Do you think that movie's going to do well?
A Harley Quinn movie?
Yeah.
Absolutely. She was the strongest part, along with Will Smith's performance, I think, in Suicide Squad,
right,
of that film. And her character exploded, and everyone loved her work in it. So I think if they do it right, it could be a huge hit.
Cool. Can't wait.
Now, what the will the draw of a, you know, a totally female Harley Quinn movie, will that work? I think yes.
Ruining my childhood, just thinking about it.
I'd like to ruin your adulthood right now.
depends on who's doing it and how well it's done.
Yeah. I think a lot of it will be predicated on the success of Wonder Woman as well. I think, you know, that's DC's first female-led action film, and I think if they do that right, then it'll open up the door for a lot of other female-centric comic book movies.
Sure.
Which I think we could use. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. It is all these stars' birthdays, September 16th. Nick Jonas, 24 years old today.
Hey, those Jonas Brothers assholes!
Right? Happy birthday, Nick. Amy Poehler is 45 years old today.
Yay.
Mark Anthony turns 48. Jennifer Tilly's 58 years old
today. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love her.
She's a big poker player.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Yes.
A strange,
58.
Yeah.
I would never think that.
Right?
She looks fantastic.
Right?
Good job, Jennifer Tilly.
David Copperfield, 60 years old today.
I'm hot.
He's hot. How is David Copperfield in a tornado of fire? What have you ever done with your lives? Stop mocking him. You were in a tornado of fire. You don't know. You know how hot it is in there?
That's all he said. It was an hour or 2 hours before, and then he went,
I'm hot.
And they rolled the credits.
First, I think they hit him with an extinguisher first.
It's possible.
Actress Fan Bingbing is 35.
No!
Is that right?
Yes. Yay!
We love Fan Bing Bing.
Now, who's Fan Bing Bing?
She's Fan Bing Bing.
The poker player.
Oh, no, I see. She's not the poker player. She's where you go to get your movie tickets early so you don't have to stand
in
line.
That's Fandango.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confused. Now, Fan Bing Bing, Kevin, is one of the world's highest paid actresses. She is an extraordinarily popular Chinese actress.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Extraordinary?
Extraordinary. Molly Shannon's 52 years old today. Mickey Rourke is 64. Oh, come on, Mickey, fight again. We need you back in the ring where you belong. And singer Richard Marx is 53.
Yes.
Richard Marx!
Yes.
Come on!
Yes. Come on, Kevin.
Hold on to the night.
Yeah, we're not playing Richard
Marx. Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Hold on to the memory.
Nope.
I wish that I could give
you his first eight
more
songs went top five.
Oh, don't care. Love.
Don't mean nothing. The things that they say, bow,
bow, bow. Do not
don't
care.
Don't mean nothing.
Oh, we're
these
playing
games are people
we're playing some goddamn Richard Marx today. That's happening, Kevin. Accept it. Learn to live it, love it, and roll around in it, Kevin, because that's happening. Is that Richard Marx on the phone? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
About a half hour from now, we're going to talk to RJ Bell about his NFL Week 2 picks. And you know, we've also got Jimmy Kimmel on the program coming up today. Right now, Ralph is here with a look at the movie beat.
In a world someone has been watching, one man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
I always claim this is the most interesting time of the movie-going year.
Why is that?
Because you are over your summer blockbuster season, and you're not quite into your, for your consideration, Oscar bait season.
Okay.
So there's a little period that falls between those two seasons where people will take a chance and release smaller, more interesting films that would otherwise get overlooked or overshadowed by bigger budget competition.
All right, so there's a little space for him here.
A little space in the next couple weeks, next month or so, and then after late October, we'll get into all the Oscar films that they're trying to push hard to get nominations for the next Oscars. But this weekend, pretty good batch of interesting, eclectic films, starting off with a movie that on the surface you wouldn't think would be that interesting. It still won't to you, Kevin, because I know you like loud.
Yeah.
But this is a buddy comedy starring two older actresses, and on the surface, the premise is kind of flimsy. It's about a woman whose husband dies, and she's expecting an insurance check for $50,000. The bank makes a mistake and sends her a check for $5 million.
Right.
And so the first thing she does with her best friend is go to the bank and deposit it and cash the check and then goes on the spree of a lifetime. Now, that's kind of a flimsy premise, but if you put Shirley MacLaine and Jessica Lange in those two roles as the lead, Demi Moore as one of their daughters, Billy Connolly, one of my favorite Scottish actor comedians, also in the film, you up the stakes considerably with this impressive cast. The movie's called Wild Oats, and here's some clips from the trailer.
But you said the policy was for $50,000.
It is. But this is $5 million.
I can count the zeros.
The only thing you need to do is endorse it.
Don't run. Just act normal.
Oh, Mrs. Stanton, wait! Oh,
I can explain. I've never seen this woman before in my life.
The bank cleared the check.
Yes!
Eva Fenton, you are under arrest.
We should have a plan.
I totally agree.
But you don't have one.
No.
Nope.
Come on, Kevin.
Kevin.
I didn't say it.
Coming up this weekend, The Good Weekend. Excuse me, The Good Neighbor in limited release. This is a suspense film starring James Caan, Logan Miller. Fascinating story of a bunch of kids in a neighborhood to decide to play a prank on an older, weird recluse played by James Caan, where they're going to make him think that he is haunted. And they're going to set up his home with electronics and surveillance, and they're going to F with this guy. And they realize as they start to surveil him, as they get deeper into his life, that something much more sinister is going on underneath the surface. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a Rear Window, Disturbia kind of vibe going on. Here's some clips from the trailer of The Good Neighbor.
The theory, with the proper execution, it is possible to drive an unsuspecting person into believing that they are truly being haunted.
You got a noise complaint? You mind if I come in?
Yeah, I do.
No matter what we do to this guy, he never does anything about it. We're convinced that our haunts in Granny's basement are somehow related.
Do you actually think that he's a murderer?
Is he looking at us? He knows!
Be careful how far we push this guy.
You are all going to die tonight.
Right? Looks very intense. Bridget Jones's Baby opens up this weekend.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Right? Because she doesn't know who the father is. British slut lady.
It happens to the best of us.
Oh, everyone gets a turn. You come here. You come here, the Kingsman guy. And then you come here, too, from Grey's Anatomy. Everyone has sex with me. I believe that's an actual scene from
is it? Wow.
Yes. Bridget Jones, of course, very popular movie series starring Renee Zellweger. This film stars a Renee Zellweger lookalike who really doesn't pull it off. I don't quite
feel like she
looks all that much like Renee Zellweger.
It's her.
As you can imagine, it's about her baby. She does get pregnant, but she doesn't know who the father is because she's in love with these two guys.
Oh, that's so crazy.
I'm telling you, chaos is going to ensue.
Happens all
and
the time.
And hilarity. Here's a scene.
On the 4th of the month, I met Jack at a music festival.
Right.
And sort of had relations. And the next week, that is to say, on the 11th of the month, at Jude's baby christening, to be exact, following the consumption of quite a lot of alcohol. Mark and I, well, we had similar relations. and this is the funny part, I suppose. Owing to these relations, the resulting life form currently residing in my tummy could actually, in fact, be either of yours.
Nope.
I hope it's Mr. Darcy's,
Me
don't you?
Me too, right?
Yeah.
I hope it's Jimmy's.
It's Jack or Mr. Darcy's.
Jack's. Yes. Blair Witch. No. Blair Witch.
There you go.
Here you go.
There you
Kevin,
go.
Kevin, because they go into the woods and, the camera gets shaky. Because that's going to be fresh and today and happening and hip. I bet there's going to be a lot of movement of the camera in this particular film.
Remember when the last one came out and everybody was getting literally throwing up?
Yeah, because it was impossible to watch.
Yeah,
that's why. This is the prequel / sequel to Blair Witch. It's a story of what happened originally in the woods that those kids went after in that other film, and they got the footage, and then this is also connected to the people from that movie afterwards, right?
I mean,
oh,
sure.
You know what it is. Play the clip.
Do you believe in the stories about the Blair Witch?
Oh my god. There's something out there.
We found it!
That's not your sister. That can't be her.
Come on! Get in the corner!
I'm so sorry.
You are all going to die tonight.
Right? And Snowden. Snowden opens up this week in Oliver Stone's take on Edward Snowden, of course, one of the NSA's employees who leaked an enormous amount of classified documents to the press and public. Is he a hero? Is he a traitor? Oliver Stone won't let you decide. He's decided for you.
Of course.
It is Oliver Stone after
like he
all.
Does.
He is a hero in the eyes of Oliver Stone. Shailene Woodley, Melissa Leo, Zachary Quinto, all-star Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays the titular Snowden. That's right. I said titular.
You did.
Look it up. It means the guy in the title, okay. You perverts. Look at you with your pants down. Kevin, put your pants up. Here's some clips from the trailer of Snowden.
The NSA is really tracking every cell phone in the world.
Most Americans don't want freedom. They want security.
Except people, they don't even know they've made that bargain.
Are they watching us?
There's something going on inside the government that's really wrong, and I can't ignore it. I just want to get this data to the world.
The government knows that we have these documents now.
You're looking at a possible death sentence.
We're all going to die tonight.
You are all going to die
tonight.
There we
go. Now we're talking.
My bad.
Yeah, Snowden looks like a fascinating film. Here's the thing. Anytime you go see an Oliver Stone movie, you have to appreciate the fact, though, that it is his viewpoint.
Right.
His viewpoint only. He does a lot of these historical biopics, and don't ever go in there thinking you're going to get a fair and balanced take. You're going to get his specific viewpoint, but he's a great storyteller, and I think there's a lot to offer. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, always terrific. That's my pick for the week, is Snowden. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
Stryker is sitting in with us today, of all people.
Yes.
Happy to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be on with you guys.
Let's talk about Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. What's going on between the two of them, Allie?
They seem to be really connected.
Are they?
Well, he'll deny it, but then there's been meetings between the two. Putin has said he's, you know, a great guy. And he's like, what am I going to do? Not agree with him that I'm a great guy? But he seems to have these deep financial connections, not only to Russia, but to people that are really closely associated with Putin, which raises some red flags.
Because we don't want necessarily our president to be a friend of the president of Russia?
Well, is he relying on him financially type of thing? Is he getting paid for certain things? And would he, as president, be getting money for certain things?
Does he have businesses?
Yeah.
He does in Russia.
Oh, yeah. A lot of traveling between the Trump kids and Russia.
I did not think that this is possible, but Dave, the King of Mexico, has lined up President Vladimir Putin.
What?
From Russia. How about that? Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. How are you?
I am well. Thank you so much for asking.
First question, are you friends with Donald Trump?
Well, I wouldn't say friends necessarily with Donald Trump. He is a great leader, and you all will be lucky to have him as your president in November.
How so?
More importantly, I will be lucky to have him as your president.
Right.
I feel like you would. I feel like there's kind of a connection financially between the two of you.
I am not saying that there will be Trump Towers Moscow.
Okay.
But there will?
I'm not saying it.
Right.
It doesn't mean it won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
It means I'm not saying it. I'm not saying there's going to be Trump golf course in St. Augustine.
Okay, no one brought that up, but so you just said that.
I'm not saying that we'll be serving Trump steaks at the Kremlin.
Right.
I'm not saying those things.
Okay.
So don't put those words in my mouth.
Well, we weren't putting any of those words, so it seems like you're giving yourself up.
I am in a financial situation with Donald Trump, that I'm giving him properties at the bargain basement prices in Moscow in exchange for influence in Washington. Stop saying those things.
We didn't say quite those things.
Those things are all lies that you're saying, capitalist pig dogs.
Okay.
So, all right. Sorry.
No.
What was that?
I just sat on a cracker, I think. I guess it's Putin on a Ritz. I guess that's what happened there.
You go straight to hell, sir.
So anyway, hold on a second.
What's happening?
Oh, no. Is that a rhino? What is that?
It was a whale. I had to wrestle a whale.
A whale?
It jumped out at me. I am currently on vacation.
You had to wrestle a whale.
Yes. Sometimes I have to fight things. I can't help it. I am a strong, powerful, virile man.
Are you shirtless right now? Because normally...
I am shirtless. I have no shirt on whatsoever.
Okay.
Come here, you werewolf bastard. I will take you. Come here.
I feel like it's probably just a coyote.
It's not. It was werewolf.
Okay.
And I drove silver bullet into his heart with my thumb.
Wow.
Yes, I just...
Shoot me, lion. Come here, you lion. I'll kill you, lion.
I just killed lions.
Wow.
Where are you? There's whales and lions.
Godzilla is attacking Moscow. I must stop him. Godzilla is attacking Moscow. Oh,
sounded like a false start.
What's going on there?
Coming soon. Putin versus Godzilla in theater near you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54. Ted Stryker joining us today for the entire show.
Yeah.
How about that?
Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Contributing here today.
Well, not yet.
No, you're right.
Oh,
I mean, but
how dare you?
But he has the opportunity to, is what I'm saying.
He's already been here for over an hour and a half.
Right.
You say he's contributed nothing?
I'm saying...
Not yet?
I'm saying not yet.
Dick.
Asshole.
Right?
Ralph, I have been in your chair when you have been gone. This is the first time I've ever been in the studio with you here.
I know. Usually you're you walk the showbiz beat for
I know.
Me,
I ruin the showbiz beat.
How
that's what that's my
you.
Line. I
Not
ruin it.
What
so
I
now
hear.
I'm sitting 2 feet from you. I'm taking notes on how to do it exactly if I ever get to do it again.
I've always heard nothing but good things about yourself and about Allie and about Brad Williams when the people come in to sub.
Oh, cool.
The showbiz
that's good.
Nice, people only seem to not like it is when Kevin or Bean do it. So so apparently you guys know what you're doing. Don't worry about it.
RJ Bell is next with a look at week two of the NFL. Here's Ralph.
Is Dancing with the Stars the most dangerous television show in the world? It seems like every season you hear about some awful, painful injury, and this is no different. First, you had Ryan Lochte attacked from the crowd,
right,
with the anti-Lochte coalition, whatever they're calling themselves these days, and now Jana Kramer. Oh, Jana Kramer. I love Jana Kramer.
Remind us.
Jana Kramer is a singer, actress.
Okay.
I know her best from the Nationwide Insurance commercials where she used to play like that ninja chick who would lower herself from the ceiling and replace your stolen items.
What songs does she do?
She did a song once that she performed on a record that she released.
I feel like we're amazingly off topic, and it's my fault.
I think she may be like a maybe country. Maybe she does. Maybe she's a country artist, country pop artist.
Oh, Chip pulled up a song from her. What are the chances of that? You want to hear?
Yeah, sure. No, that's Yoko Ono.
She was Alex Dupree on One Tree Hill.
She was on One Tree Hill, and she's a country singer. That's what I'm being told you.
Yeah.
But she's also the Nationwide Ninja Girl.
It doesn't matter.
It does to me and my pants. Anyway, she has sprained her intercostal muscle.
Oh, no.
You don't want that.
No, you don't.
It is a very painful injury, and she said she's going to continue to dance despite her doctor's suggestion to take a break.
Where is your intercostal muscle?
Right there next to the costal, near the outer costal.
Mm. Okay, but inside of it?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. There's the intercostal, and then there's the outer costal, and then you just have the costal.
You have no idea?
No.
It's in between the ribs and the chest area.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stryker.
Wow, there you go. There's my contribution.
Dr. Stryker.
Ambassador out.
Paging Dr. Stryker.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Her partner, Gleb Savchenko. You heard me.
Mm-hmm.
Gleb.
His name is Gleb
Savchenko. Says he is worried about her because there is now choreography that they simply cannot do. How can they win the coveted mirror ball trophy with her nursing a sore intercostal?
Mm.
I don't know what's going to happen.
This is when we find out who the true heroes are, Ralph.
I think we
That's
just
right.
We have to pray.
Yeah.
Just pray for her and for peace. Stars are lining up for the official Prince tribute. Yes, that's actually what the concert is called, the official Prince tribute. I'm not sure exactly what makes this official and the other ones not so official. The Revolution just got together. They performed a tribute concert. Is that less official than this one is?
That is odd.
Because this one has Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Let me rock you, Chaka Khan.
Does that make this more official?
I mean, you're telling us. I don't know.
I feel for you, okay?
If you don't understand
what makes one Prince tribute official and another not official, I'm equally confused. This one, here's the bill so far. Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
Christina Aguilera. Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Khan.
Let me rock you, Chaka Khan.
John Mayer. See, he's contributing already. See, that's twice in the same showbiz beat.
Yep.
John Mayer, Tori Kelly.
Oh, I love her.
Oh, she's so good.
She is so good.
Not hard to look at either, by the way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, let's stick with her talent. Yeah. Just for a second, if we could. Let's creep.
How about this?
Oh! Stryker, see what I have to look at when he does that?
Let's not forget about that.
The liquid from your tongue hit my glass.
It did.
That is not what you want.
No!
And Morris Day in the Time!
Oh, yes.
There you
huge.
Go. That's what makes it official.
It does.
Jesse! Not Jerome! That's all happening October 13th at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul, Minnesota. So, good times.
Good times.
I feel like they need to record that and make it a special or something.
Okay, I'll give him a call.
Thank
I'll
you.
I think you've got a request.
What about Dwight Yoakam? What about that guy?
You go straight to hell, Kevin.
You think we can do
I'm just saying,
rain.
No, right? That's
no,
what I'm saying.
That's not what we're
maybe
saying.
Dwight Yoakam could do his little bluegrass Purple Rain tribute.
Never meant to call you when it's summer.
Yeah!
Never meant to call you when it pain. Only when it's one time to see you laughing.
I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain.
Yeehaw! Oh, jeez.
Purple rain, purple rain.
No.
Right?
Can I just say it was almost worth it to see Stryker's eyes light up when he saw Kevin with a cowbell.
Oh. Yeah. Kevin, I had no idea you had that kind of rhythm and owned
thank
a cowbell.
You. He's proficient.
Thank you. That was really good.
Thank you. He's Ralph and proficient. I are going to be joining that cast.
Yes.
In the Prince tribute.
Yes, we will. Along with Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam.
And Chaka Khan.
And the cast of Hee Haw. Today's celebrity birthdays. Nick Jonas is 24 years old today. Amy Poehler is 45. Mark Anthony's 48. Jennifer Tilly, 58 years old today. David Copperfield is 60. Fan Bing Bing, 35 years old. Molly Shannon's 52. Mickey Rourke is 64. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
It's Friday morning, and that means it's time to check in with R.J. Bell.
Because he's R.J. Bell. R.J. Bell. Yes, he's R.J. Bell. R.J. Bell.
Welcome back, R.J.
Well, we started out nice and strong.
We did. We started out 2-1. Pretty good for last week, right?
I think more than pretty. When I 67, I round up, so 67%.
67%, all right. We'll take that, right?
Absolutely.
Ted Stryker is in the studio with us as well. RJ Bell is RJ in Vegas on Twitter. Yep. Pregame.com is the name of the website. It's the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. Ted would like to ask you a question first, RJ, and then we'll get your three picks if that's okay.
Hey, Ted.
What's going on? By the way, I follow you on Twitter, and you follow me, and you're a great follow, by the way, at RJ in Vegas.
Oh, appreciate it.
Yeah, I want to talk USC against Stanford. I love USC football. We are here in L.A. I know over the years USC has dominated Stanford when it came to them being the favorite, but lately they are not the favorite. USC is just not as good as Stanford. Who do you like this weekend, and what is the spread? The game is actually tomorrow, RJ.
Yeah, interesting game. Stanford, 8.5-point favorite over USC.
Wow.
Now let's put that into some context. Between 2002 and 2008, so the heyday for USC, you would say, they were favored by an average of over 26 points.
Are you serious?
Over Stanford.
Wow.
Right? So 26 points during those years. Now they're a 9.5, 9-point underdog. I actually like Stanford a good bit, and here's why. And this is kind of inside Vegas, but it's really a cool stat. Stanford starts school, their actual academic classes, very late. They're still not in class right now. So it's the third week of the year, and still they have that training camp mentality where they don't have to worry about distractions or classes. It's all football all the time. And when they've played that first Pac-10 or 12 game, when they've been in out of school and their opponent's been in school, they've really done well. So I think that's something not a lot of people are talking about. Advantage Stanford. So I would lean that way.
I'm doing that. There awesome, RJ. Thank you.
He's taking notes, by the way.
It's yes, of course. For your big underdog, you got Browns, Ravens. What do you got for us?
Oh, the Browns. Now, remember, Vegas is a market. If a team is popular, they're more expensive. If a team's unpopular, they're cheap. And I also think a great way to think about it is the less fun it is to play a team, probably the better bet it is. Well, right now we know it's no fun to play the Browns. And I think we're getting a triple discount. Worst team in the league, no doubt. But everyone knows that. That's no different than last week, right?
Right.
They lost RG3, the Browns. But their QB McCown is just as good. And then what's really changed since last week? They lost one road game, right? So if you actually look at the line, though, if you would have bet this exact same game a week ago, the Ravens were only a 3.5-point favorite. So we're actually getting 6.5 because of the perception, but really not much has changed. Big underdog, hold your nose, bet like a pro, Browns plus 6.5.
Wow. I'm not positive I can do that.
Well, that's the deal. Maybe you're just not a pro.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's... That's very true. The best bet, RJ, you got Carolina and San Francisco.
Now, listen, third year with you boys, I've never laid a double-digit favorite. This is the first time. Best bet, Carolina 13.5 over San Fran. And remember now, here's a great tip for the listeners. If you're laying a double-digit favorite in the NFL, chances are very, very good you're not on the right side of the game. There's always exceptions, and this is the first time in 3 years. I think it's a perfect storm for a blowout victory. When you have a big favorite, you need the team to want to not only win the game but win big. Carolina's off losing their game against Denver the first game. And remember, they lost the Super Bowl. So they really want to make a statement. They have 10 days between that first Thursday game and this Sunday game. And Vegas ranks Carolina as the second best team in the league. This is a very good team. Now, I think San Fran, it's a perfect storm to get blown out. They played on Monday Night Football, so they have one less day of prep. And they looked great on Monday Night Football, which now has people thinking optimistically about them. I think it's deceiving against the Browns. And then
Rams.
The Rams, which is very not that different.
Hey,
really.
How dare you? But yes, that's,
not
that's
that
true.
Different.
Yeah.
And then we got San Fran going back three time zones and having a 10 a.m. Pacific kickoff on the East Coast. That's also another negative. Best bet, Carolina in a blowout.
All right, and your big game is Monday Night Football, Chicago-Philly.
Yeah, another example of an overreaction to just one game. We're going with Chicago, a 3-point favorite, hosting the Eagles. Carson Wentz was a big downgrade compared to Bradford. Vegas reacted when they announced he was going to be starting very negatively. Now, listen, one good game doesn't change that, really. And one thing, and this is a great advice for, you know, any team you're looking at, whenever there's a drastic change in the scheme, what kind of offense a team is running, what kind of defense, it usually takes a while during the season to kind of get familiar with that, right? Think about if you change studios or things. It takes a while to be familiar. And we've got a drastic change with the Eagles. They went from Chip Kelly, obviously, in that offense to something very different. And then I also think Chicago is extremely motivated. They don't want to start 0-2, obviously. And this Chicago team was better than people thought last year. Final 13 games last year, 11 of them were decided by 5 points or less. So a lot of tight games. They didn't win many of them. Chicago a little underrated. Eagles a little overrated. So we're going to go with our big game, Chicago favored by 3 against Philly.
All right, and can we just throw one more in really quickly?
Yes.
Ted, you have a question.
Yes, I do. All right, RJ, my favorite NFL team, the LA Rams. I'm born and raised here. We have them back. But holy, they stunk in week one, RJ. And now we're playing Seattle. I know the Rams over the years have played them pretty well. What is the line? Who do the wise guys like?
Yeah, so questions about Russell Wilson, and it's an ankle. And remember, what's one of Russell Wilson's big advantages?
Yeah, he's
his mobility, yeah. Right? So if he's even if he plays, and it looks like he will, he'll be limited. Right now, Seattle is favored by 6.5. Here's something you're not going to like to hear, though, is we do our Vegas rankings where 1 to 32, the Vegas guys will say, you know, how good the teams are. Right now, number 31, the Rams.
Oh, no.
Second worst team in the league.
Wow.
So I will say this, though. The Rams have a good defensive line. And Seattle's offensive line has really been a big change. We've talked about that a good bit. They don't have many of the same starters. So I think the Rams match up fairly well against this team, but I just don't think against Seattle. I just don't think the Rams is they're a very good team at all.
All right, so big game Monday Night Football with Chicago giving up 3. The best bet is Carolina plus the giving up 13.5.
Oh,
which is crazy. And the Browns, you're picking the Browns. They're hosting the Ravens, and it's a plus 6.5 line. RJ Bell joins us every Friday morning at this time. The website is pregame.com, and you can follow him on Twitter, and you should at RJ in Vegas. RJ, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Ted Stryker is in the studio with us today, you guys. You know why? Because he's an ambassador.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
What's
so happening?
Legal.
Well, you know, a lot has been going on. I've been working very long hours. I was up very late last night. I knew Bean was not going to be here. So
right.
I got in my automobile. Mm-hmm. Automobile dong. Yes, I got in my car and I drove here. And I got here at about 5:15.
Right.
And nobody was here.
Uh-huh.
And so I decided to stay here. And I've been on the show and I wanted to get gambling tips from RJ.
Okay.
And just hang out and all that. And as you
but aren't
say,
you an ambassador?
Yes, I am an ambassador. I have friends at T-Mobile. I've been working with them a long time. They're very cool over there, and they just declared the end of data limits with this thing called T-Mobile One, and mm-hmm. I just want to get the message out for everybody. T-Mobile One, Allie McKay, I've never been this close to you in my life, and I'm very excited.
I'm not sure that's anything any girl wants to hear ever. I think you're right.
You just summed up my whole life with that one line right there. Damn. Well, T-Mobile One, it's one price. It's all unlimited. It's for everyone. And basically, you can use your smartphone as much as you want with unlimited everything.
What if I'm playing Pokemon Go? Same?
Yes.
Works? Yeah?
The same. If you want to stream movies. It doesn't affect all your
right.
data. If you want to, I know you're on Instagram a lot
yep.
and Snapchat and
yep.
all that. It'll yep. never affect it all the time. How good is that?
What if I want to binge watch Peaky Blinders all weekend?
It's not going to affect your data at all.
Excellent.
It is T-Mobile One. T-Mobile One. What's your Snapchat chat handle? What?
You want to try that again?
What is your Snapchat handle?
The Kevin Ryder.
The Kevin Ryder.
Yep.
I am Ted R. Stryker on there
okay.
on Snapchat. All right. So that's what it is. It's T-Mobile One, and I'm very excited to hang out on the Kevin and Bean show today, minus Bean.
But you're going to be here all day.
I'm going to
be
at the
station. You're taking over K-Rock all day.
You know why?
Yeah.
Ambassador.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah, I'm going to be here all the way until 10 p.m.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm chained
Stryker.
In. It's
How about
K-Rock.
That?
Wow.
All right, let's change gears for a second. I don't know if you've seen the story on the internet, but there is an elementary school teacher in Atlanta by the name of Patrice Brown, and mm-hmm. she has been receiving a lot of notoriety for her beauty, her pictures that she puts up on Instagram. Mm-hmm. She's apparently too sexy for people to think that she should also be a teacher of fourth grade.
What?
Here's the story.
There's a reason they call Atlanta Hotlanta sometimes.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. Especially when you take a look at this one fourth grade teacher. She's the subject of a little bit of controversy. This is Paris Monroe. Imagine walking into your fourth grade kid's class and seeing this as his teacher.
Right.
Or her teacher. So apparently she's getting a little bit of controversy because of her photos online and her outfits there at class. They're a little tight. Some call her dressing offensive and too sexy, while others have come to her defense, stating that her dress would meet dress code standards if she weren't such a curvy woman.
Can we fire that newscaster immediately, if not sooner?
I don't think we have that power, but I wish we could.
Well, You're an ambassador. Can you do that?
How I asked Kevin his Snapchat handle so terribly is how he just did his entire broadcast.
That's how I do the broadcast every day. So this woman is putting up pictures on Instagram, and she's attractive, and she's got some curves.
Yeah.
Yep. But she's not wearing anything that's sexy. It's not too low cut. It's not. It's just regular clothing.
Fully covered.
And the internet has gone crazy over this. Because she teaches fourth graders, is she too sexy, everybody's saying. That's
unreal.
Absurd, right?
Unreal. Here's the thing. If she was just a straight stick, no curves whatsoever, and was wearing the same dress, no one would say a word.
Right.
But this woman, I will come right out and say, is blessed. She is blessed. And you're going to fault her for that and say somehow she's less good at her job, and kids are going to be so distracted by the fact that she's wearing a dress that hugs her curves. Get over yourself.
It does seem, look, there's a time and a place for people to be worried about a teacher that's dressing too sexy for to teach children. I mean, I think that that
well,
is a
cleavage
thing.
Cleavage is spilling out.
Right.
Absolutely. If she's wearing Daisy Dukes and you can see her butt hanging
then
out.
Then I want to know where
Kevin
that school is.
Would like a parent-teacher conference. But this, come on.
She really is doing nothing overtly sexual at all.
No.
She just looks good.
Yeah.
In pretty conservative clothing.
Yeah.
So everybody's been going crazy. She had to change her Instagram to private. She's been having a lot of problems. So we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you've faced this in the past, you dress too sexy for work. You get in trouble at work for dressing too sexy.
I dress sexy for my work. Too sexy for my work. So sexy for work.
Isn't that beautiful?
We got the cowbell for that.
So this seems to happen a lot. I mean, let's be honest. There are certain jobs where it doesn't matter what you look like or what pictures you put up online.
Right.
And there are other jobs that do matter. However, this is one where she's a fourth grade teacher. And honestly, she seems like she's perfectly fine to me.
And I don't understand exactly what is the prop. Are someone out there in the universe is afraid that the kids are just going to turn into
little horn dogs,
little horn
not
dogs
be able to concentrate?
In the class,
I guess.
Or they're upset with her because she's not making the right decision? And is it because of social media that her Instagram was public?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
And yeah, then she had to make it private. And I saw a story. People are like, well, look at her. She's there in a bathing suit. She's there. Yeah, she's at a lake in a bathing suit. What, these women have lives outside of the classroom. It's insane.
People are nuts. I don't know this for sure, but I would almost guarantee that it was a few parents that are pretty uptight that got together and just started to whip everybody into a frenzy. And it doesn't take that much on the internet to start getting everybody just going crazy and saying this is the end of civilization and then death threats start. It's all just insanity.
Right.
She looks good. That's it. She's an attractive woman that looks good. She's not doing anything overtly sexual. She's not doing anything she shouldn't be doing. I don't get that.
I can just imagine at home the wife says to the dad possibly, wow, can you believe this teacher's outfit? And he's like, no, I can't at all. What's her Instagram handle, please?
He says lying. So we're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. We're going to start with a fourth grade teacher.
Oh.
How about that? As soon as Muggs puts her on hold, we're going to start. And she's going to tell us about the clothing that she wears and the fourth grade level and if it's gotten her in trouble. Jennifer, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
Have you seen the pictures of this woman?
I have.
Okay.
I've seen them come up briefly on my computer, and my situation was somewhat different. I teach fourth grade as well. I was teaching at a school, and I am not super curvy, but I was a gymnast and a dancer, and so I'm fairly fit, and I had a principal call me in and tell me that I was dressed inappropriately when I was wearing basically a skirt that was a little bit above the knee, a fitted shirt that was not showing cleavage and a blazer. And when I said, I don't understand what's inappropriate, she said, well, if you didn't have such a cute figure, you could probably get away with it.
That's insane.
That's unreal. If you were about 30 pounds heavier, it would be fine because no one would be jealous of you.
Or 30 pounds lighter.
Right.
It sounds like.
Yeah.
And
that's
basically
insane.
What I told her, I said the same thing. I said, you know, because I'm always distraught by the frumpiness of teachers. I would much rather have I have four children of my own. I'd much rather have them have a teacher who's put together and looks like she's proud of herself every day than a frumpy, you know, I'm wearing a T-shirt and some orthopedic shoes. And so I'm just on the bandwagon of I think everybody should be able to look good at work.
And how did the story end? Did you have to change schools? Are you still wearing the same clothes? What happened?
I'm still wearing the same clothes. I basically told that principal that was reverse discrimination, and if I were 200 pounds, she would never tell me that if I weren't so fat, I couldn't wear the outfit.
Right.
So I said if I ever heard about it again, I would start to go to my district board and say something is not okay here.
Nicely done.
Boom, Jennifer.
Nicely done. All right. Thank you for the call, Jennifer. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number if you are...
Dress sexy for my work.
We are talking about a teacher out of Atlanta by the name of Patrice Brown, who's been receiving a lot of notoriety for her pictures, for her Instagram. She's wearing, you know, relatively conservative clothing, but she looks good in it. And everybody's just flipping out and going crazy.
And who is everyone? Is it random idiots on the internet, or is it the parents of the kids in the class?
They're the same thing.
Okay.
Parents of kids can be ridiculously stupid.
They can, but listen, I'm just playing devil's advocate here because we keep jumping on everyone yelling at the teacher. Mm-hmm. I am for people dressing up for everything, including mm-hmm. teachers. But I'd say the number one fantasy for kids mm-hmm. is a hot teacher.
Right.
It is Van Halen's at Hot for Teacher. We look at our teacher, so I can see why parents may be freaking out a little bit. It's an overreaction, mm-hmm. but I can understand why they're doing it.
I think maybe if she was teaching high school, even still, I think that would be ridiculous. But it's fourth grade.
I was fourth grade.
I mean, come on.
I was on the monkey bars flipping around.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Let's go
is that
to
a euphemism?
Yes.
Let's go to Allie in Simi Valley. Hi, Allie. You got in trouble at work for dressing too sexy? Hello, Allie.
In my opinion, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sorry. My bad.
Hi. The funny thing is, I don't think I was dressing that sexy. And I was working at a junior high school combination at the time. And it was my first gig. I was really young. I was a substitute long term. So I was 21 years old, really
right.
super young.
Mm-hmm.
So I was dressing what I thought was conservative because I was trying to be mindful, and I was wearing this button-up shirt that had a slight V-neck cut to it.
Oh.
Now, I am nowhere near...
Kevin, she's just saying
what?
It just had a slight V-neck cut.
Slight V-neck. And
it's not so much porny.
This isn't porn. This is sexy music.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
The funny thing is that I don't have... anywhere near the body she did.
Okay.
I don't have gigantic boobs at all whatsoever for the V-neck to really do anything.
So the V-neck didn't really focus on that area of your body necessarily?
No.
And you got in trouble?
I was called into the office, and I was told to not wear anything with a V-neck at all and to wear higher cut shirts because it made it too easy for boys to look down my shirt if I was, like, leaned over or something.
Okay. And how did you respond to that?
I was kind of dumbfounded, and I kind of just went, okay, and, like, left the office and later felt that it was a bit absurd. And for a while, I, you know, wore different shirts, and after things kind of calmed down, I went back to just wearing whatever kind of blouses I had.
Just like a bikini top?
The cut.
Just straight up halter tops.
No, I just, you know, I eventually went back to it, and I just didn't lean over desks anymore. I just made sure to lower my knees or, you know, squat down and such and talk to the student rather than lean over, and it was never a problem again.
What is going on? Hey, principal, way to ruin things for the
right?
kids, right?
Everybody uptight.
Thank you for the call, Allie. We appreciate that. Let's go to Margaret in Alhambra, fourth grade teacher, also got in trouble for the same thing. Hey, Margaret.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You got in trouble for dressing too sexy?
Yes, I did. I just like your previous caller, I would dress conservatively, pantsuits, but I would wear 4-inch heels. My hair was done, my makeup was done, but I would still get slapped. And it was brought up to my principal, but she backed me up because I had other coworkers that looked like they just rolled out of bed. So.
Is that right?
So high heels were too sexy for some parents.
Yes, and makeup.
And
oh
makeup?
My goodness.
Yes.
Margaret, it was the parents that complained, not your coworkers who were just jealous of the way you looked?
Actually, it was both.
Both.
I knew it. I know some girls who go to work, and I can't tell you how much I love when people get prepared for work. And the other girls at this job told her to dress down because they didn't want to dress up and look like they weren't trying. That's ridiculous. Wow. Ridiculous.
Margaret, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Rachel in Costa Mesa. We're talking about...
I dress sexy for my work.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi. I worked at a physical therapy clinic, and I like Allie, I was 20 years old, and I was an aide there, so I would have to teach patients how to exercise, but we still had to look professional. So I wore a blouse and slacks pretty much every day.
Just a blouse and socks, that's it?
Slacks.
Oh, slacks. I need to do some physical therapy. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. And I'll get to where I guess I was deemed, you know, too sexy or whatever. Okay. But as I was leaving, my boss kind of stopped me, and he was like, hey, next time, can you just, like, be a little more mindful, cover up, it's kind of like a loose top.
Right.
And I was young, and I was like, oh, okay, like, I'm sorry, I didn't really think much about it. But when I was driving home, I was thinking about my other female coworkers, and I'm tall and somewhat curvy. I mean, I look like a woman, and I do my makeup and my hair. And my other female coworkers, they're beautiful, but they're very petite, they don't have a lot of curves. One of them actually dresses a little bit more like tomboyish. So
right.
In comparison, I was told, you know, or I looked too sexy, but it's weird just being kind of, I guess, an attractive woman or looking more womanly and doing your makeup. All of a sudden, you're too sexy.
Look, there's one thing to flaunt sexiness, and there's another thing just to look good.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very exactly. Different things.
And it's like, I can't, and this sounds so silly to complain about, but it's like, thank you for thinking I'm, like, pretty, but I'm not trying to, like, do it to get attention. Like, I'm just doing my makeup. And
same thing happens to me. People say all the time,
all
you look
time.
Too sexy. And I'm like, I'm not trying to look sexy.
You were written up last week.
I just can't.
And then you're scared of looking too frumpy. And
right.
It's just,
it's tough. It's a tough life, Rachel.
Yeah, right.
Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Sarah, who is calling us from Los Angeles.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Good. So I wasn't in trouble for dressing sexy, per se. So what happens is I have a really short haircut, kind of like, remember ScarJo when she kept it long on top and shaved the sides?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so I kind of like that. And
okay.
A manager called me in and sat me down, and she said that I can no longer wear leather jackets, even though everybody else can, because I look like I'm going to a Guns N' Roses concert.
What?
And then, yes. And then she proceeded to tell me that I can't wear, she goes, do you have any stilettos? And I said, no. And she goes, why not? Because all I see you wearing are thick heels. Do you just not know how to walk in stilettos?
Wow.
And I was like, I know how to walk in stilettos. They're just not my style. And she goes, well, from now on, I just want you to wear stilettos or flats.
Where was this? Where'd you work?
I work at a real estate office.
Huh.
In a real estate office.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
People just need to worry about themselves more. All this complaining. I mean, wear stilettos. Don't wear the thicker. This is insane.
Yeah. It is insane, right?
Yeah.
People are too uptight.
Way too uptight.
Thank you for the call, Sarah. We appreciate it. Let's go to Jack now, who's calling us from Los Angeles. Hi, Jack.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So, to put an end to all this hypocrisy, I am a fourth grade teacher as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was pulled aside one day by the administration, and they requested that my pants weren't so tight.
Is that right?
Hold on. Go on, Jack.
Now,
were your pants tight?
Well, you know, the thing is that I played football in college. I was kind of a bigger guy.
Yeah.
So when I sit on a desk, apparently they were a little bit too tight. So mm-hmm. I had to remedy the situation and get some bigger pants.
So they literally told you, don't wear those pants anymore.
It was actually in general that all of my pants were too tight.
Wow.
Yeah, so I had to make a couple purchases, but problem solved.
Did the principal call you in and say,
I sort of have a boner.
That's actually exactly the conversation we had, yes.
Perfect. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
I dress sexy for my work.
We're going to talk to Jimmy Kimmel just after the top of the hour about hosting the Emmys. That's coming up right now. Ralph Garman has joined us in studio for a look at the show Biz Beat.
Oh, rest in peace, Hatchet Face.
Oh,
no, Hatchet Face.
Hatchet Face?
Hatchet Face.
Seriously?
Right, Hatchet Face.
No?
Not ringing a bell?
No. Nothing. Oh. Getting nothing.
Mona Hatchet Face Malinowski?
Open up a blog.
Nothing. Getting nothing. Hatchet Face.
Guessing you're not a crybaby fan then.
Oh, yep.
No.
Wade Walker?
Nothing?
Nope.
Kevin's the only guy in this room doesn't know what we're talking about.
All right.
Kim McGuire from Crybaby is gone at the age of 60. Crybaby, of course, a great John Waters film starring Johnny Depp. She was Hatchet Face. She had a body like Jane Mansfield and a face like a accident victim. But still, she was beloved and gave a great performance in that film. Went on to become an actress in a bunch of other projects, then eventually gave up acting and got her degree in law, became an attorney. She passed away yesterday at the age of 60 due to complications from pneumonia, which was bad news. But she was great in that movie. Always loved that film, Crybaby. He could cry on cue, Kevin. He could just cry whenever he wanted to. He was like, Crybaby.
You didn't see it's such a cult classic.
Yeah, I don't care.
Does anything blow up in it? All is the fact I hit glass. Otherwise, I am not interested in movies.
Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris. Calvin's not giving up on this bitch.
No.
He's not. He is not going to let her just walk away doing what she did. Yeah. Still coming at her.
Oh, I thought you meant he wasn't giving up. Like
no,
he wanted
he's
to
giving
be
up,
her.
But he's not done to dishing out a little whoop ass.
Right. Love it
on her horrible butt. He released a new song yesterday. That the lyrics are all about their breakup. It's called The Way, and it's called My Way, and it's pretty good. Here's a little taste.
Why wait to say? At least I did in my way. I wait. Faced, but in my heart, I understand. I made my move, and it was all about you. Now I feel so far removed. You are the one thing in my way. You are the one thing in my way. You are the one.
Oh, you were the one thing in my way.
Wow.
Satanist, Adolf Switler, racist, and farter.
At some point, any guy that dates her, I would say from now on, right? That's on them. She pretty much treats everybody the same. She's terrible. She's a horrible person.
Right.
So don't get in a relationship with her.
Or do, and then just write endless smack songs about her.
Okay.
You guys are insane. I don't know. Why is it terrible? If the guy digs her, they're making out, they're having sex, it's a good run. He had a good run with her.
Right?
He liked her.
Listen to the ambassador.
She's the devil.
No.
She's the devil.
No. The guys like her.
I can't.
I can't.
He just turned off your mic.
I can't.
No, is that legal?
You cannot turn off the ambassador's mic.
That's the rule.
It's part of the contract. Turn it on.
All right. He's standing up for Tadoff Switler, though,
and
that's
not cool. He's standing up for the guys who nailed Tadoff Switler.
Yes.
Is what he's saying.
If a hot girl wants to do something with me, she's like, maybe in 9 months I'm going to let you go.
You had a good
run.
Yeah.
Nothing lasts forever, right?
No, it's like a hockey season length. Yes.
See? You get the Swift Cup. At the end. Get all the way.
We can all rub it and share it.
Right? Oh.
Drink out of it.
Drink out of it. Fill it up with M&Ms. Do whatever you want to the Swift Cup. Right? You know what we're saying? Wink, wink. Get
it,
Allie.
Valtrex.
Hey, Allie.
Oh, her cup. Oh, right. Jesus, Ralph.
That's what we're talking about.
Please don't do that.
I'm just saying.
You're not saying as much as showing.
No.
That's true. Lady Gaga's new album has an official name. It's called Joanne.
Okay.
It was the name of her late aunt, who died from lupus when Gaga was only 19 years old. In fact, Gaga's parents own a restaurant in New York City called Joanne Trattoria, in honor of her. And the album is apparently full of references to her. The first single, Perfect Illusion, we played a little bit of it last week. It's out now, but some of Gaga's special guests on this album are really kind of impressive. Tame Impala's Kevin Parker participates on the album. Josh Ame of Queens of the Stone Age.
Okay.
Mark Ronson, Beck, Florence of Florence and the Machine.
Nice.
And others. The album is going to be dropping
impressive.
On October 21st, so it's got a lot of talent.
Lady Gaga!
Yes, Lady Gaga. Why do you have to shout it?
We all know who it is. Jeez.
Wow. Lady Gaga! I feel like
who says
it.
Gaga?
That's weird.
It's like a macaw in the wild. I'm going through the Amazonian rainforest.
Lady Gaga!
What's happening?
Lady? She was really excited she got that answer.
That
yeah.
That is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Nick Jonas is 24 years old today.
Hey, those Jonas Brothers assholes!
Right. Amy Poehler's 45. Mark Anthony's 48. Jennifer Tilly is 58 years old. David Copperfield, the magician, he's 60.
I'm hot!
And he's hot. Actress Fan Bingbing is 35 years old today. Fan Bingbing! What happens when you throw BBs into a fan? Fan Bingbing.
Really?
35 years old today. Molly Shannon's 52. Mickey Rourke is 64. And Richard Marx!
Yeah. Nope.
Come on!
Nope.
Oh.
Come on.
The Marx
nope.
Man.
Whatever you do,
nope.
I will be right, nope. Right here waiting for you.
Why do you have to be dicks over there? The
Chip's starting it. Chip is starting it,
right,
and I'm stopping it.
Because we asked her to play it.
Yeah. So I'm the one being the dick. Because it's Richard Marx.
We're going to need some tape, that piece of tape, Chip. Kevin said, I'm the one being the dick. Because we're going to need that on a daily basis.
I'm not playing Richard Marx.
Why not?
Because it's dumb. It's stupid.
If we stop doing dumb things on this show.
Yeah, I'd be out. I know.
I'm just saying. I know. A lot of silence. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Now, Jimmy Kimmel asked kids who should host the Emmys.
Who do you think should host the Emmys this year? Yes.
Taylor Swift.
Okay, yes.
Justin Bieber.
You think he'd be better than me?
He has no beard.
He has no beard, that's true.
Wait, you're actually going to host it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Hey, Jim.
Hey, what's happening?
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's been a while. How are you?
What a stupid bunch of kids, you know?
Right? Right? They don't know anything.
Yeah, they're really childish.
Now, the last time you hosted the Emmys was 2012.
Thank you for mentioning that, Kevin.
No worries. Is it what comes to your mind when they ask you to do it? Are you terrified? Is it just a lot of work?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
It's the latter. It's like, oh, that's great. And then you go, oh, no, I have to do this. Because it's one thing, you know, it's a big job, but then you have to do your show at the same time. So there's a lot going on.
They don't give you like a couple days off to prepare?
I could get 2 days off.
2 days.
Yeah, to work on this.
And that's not nearly enough,
no,
I assume.
It doesn't seem like enough.
What's the most difficult thing that night?
Like, you care about any of these questions. No, really. Who are you?
Look,
there's no chit-chat or anything. We get right into what's the most difficult.
I got a real question.
Look, I'm got Ted Stryker's in the studio, too.
Oh, hey, Coach Stryker, maybe you will ask me.
Hey, I'm going to get to
the question. Not that Kevin is a robot and beams out doing God knows what to his animals.
Yes, Ted, go ahead.
This is a question. I want to know if you are allowed to bring whoever you want from your staff to write all the material in the open and do everything you do during the show.
Yes, I am. In fact, that's an interesting. See, now that's a good question.
Shut up, Jimmy.
Kevin, are you listening to me?
Shut up. I don't need you.
In fact, for me, it's kind of, you know, I have a staff of writers, so it would be a weird thing if I just said, okay, yeah, you guys are great for the show, but for the big award show, I'm going to bring in a bunch of pros. So you guys just hang back here, and I'll come back for you. You know, but the truth is, I got some. You know, we worked very well together, and we got some really good material. I was up to like 3 o'clock in the morning last night, whittling through it all.
Is there one writer that's maybe a little bit weak, but you had to invite him anyway because the rest of them are being invited?
Cousin Sal.
Okay.
Sal's really just there for support.
Is Cousin Sal going to make it onto the telecast?
Let's see. Is Cousin Sal going to make it? I think there are no plans for it right now, but, you know, Cousin Sal always somehow finds his way into the middle of things.
He doesn't seem to care what you want.
No, because of course not. The truth is, if you really spend time at our show, you know that everyone there works for Cousin Sal, including me. It all revolves around him.
Now, do you have a big dance number at the beginning?
No dancing.
Come on.
Singing?
I'm sorry?
Are you singing?
Not really, no.
Are you rapping? Hold on.
Yes, good.
Good. You're rapping?
No, I will not. That would be great if I came out and just did like one of those white guy raps.
Yes.
Please, seriously.
Jimmy, switch it up. There's time.
Yeah, that seems like a recipe for success right there.
Right, exactly. Yes. Now, last year I was looking this up. I think they had the lowest ratings ever. Does that put more pressure on you or less?
Less.
Less.
Right? You can't be worse.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
The reason they had the lowest ratings last year, well, there are a couple of reasons why the ratings have gotten a little bit lower. Is number one, NBC, it used to be that they, out of courtesy to their own shows that were nominated, they would not put football on against the Emmys.
Makes
yes,
sense.
Correct.
Well, now that none of their shows are really nominated, so all Netflix and HBO and Amazon, they don't care anymore. So they will put football right up against it. And last year the show was on Monday night, and this year they said, oh, that was a mistake. We're moving it back to Sunday.
And you have what's the game? Packers Vikings?
Yes, that is exactly right.
Are you going to have a tiny little screen where you're watching it at the same time?
You know, it's funny you say that because I did ask if I could put the game on in the big screen behind me throughout the whole broadcast.
Picture in picture, that's so smart.
And the answer was no. Apparently, it's illegal.
What?
Well, they pay for that broadcast, so I guess they want to have exclusive rights to it.
They're no
fun. That's ridiculous.
I know. Something else.
What are your favorite shows? I know you love Mr. Robot, as I do.
Yeah, I do.
Are you able to let some of those likes and dislikes come through when you're doing this, or do you have to try and be neutral?
Well, you know, I can realistically just give the awards out to whomever I want.
Is that right?
I didn't know that.
Because I thought people vote. I thought people voted and stuff. It's weird.
Rami Malek, this is for you. And nobody will ever know because the Academy won't admit it afterwards. Like, oh, yeah, we had a real flaw here, and we let these celebrities decide who was going to win. So I could give it to Mr. Robot. I could give it to... I love Narcos. Is another
Narcos
show.
Is
I love
great.
Game of Thrones,
love Narcos.
I think is one of the greatest shows ever.
Wait, I'm sorry. After Narcos, what?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Of okay. One. Right. Sure. I just didn't hear you.
Is Toddlers and Tiaras nominated, Jimmy?
What's that?
Is Toddlers and Tiaras nominated this year?
Oh, you know what? Once again, it was snubbed in the Outstanding Reality Competition.
That's crap.
Well, speaking of snubs, you're up for one, right?
Yeah.
What are you assuming he's not going to win it?
I think you also say you're not even worried about it. So
did you get some information, Alex?
No, I've heard that you even said I'm not even nervous because I'm not going to win.
Well, the word snubbed is an interesting word because the indication is that you should have been nominated and someone else shouldn't have. So, or you should have won and someone else shouldn't have. So, you know, if people just kind of assume there's an endless number of spots nominated in. And there aren't. And in late night, it's kind of funny because there are only like eight late night shows and there are five nominations. So you really don't want to be in the bottom three not nominated category.
Right. So you already won is what you're saying.
I guess, yeah. Or I didn't lose is really what I'm saying.
Maybe that's the point where you call the variable and you just announce your own show.
Yeah.
God, you know, they're preventing me. Believe it or not, they're not allowing me to present my own category.
That's BS. I would quit if I were you. I'd walk off.
I feel like the man's holding you down, Jimmy.
Right?
That would be, you know, it would be funny if they let me do it and I had to stand there and announce someone else's name.
That would be really great. Why wouldn't they? Do they think people wouldn't trust you if you won, maybe?
You know, I'll tell you, I had an idea for the show that unfortunately, for whatever reason, I was told it was an engineering reason that we weren't able to do it, but I wanted to have a pool on stage for the winners to jump into, a clear glass on the sides.
Okay.
And then people are in their gowns and their tuxedos, and then if you win, after you win, you just leap into this pool triumphantly.
Jimmy, you know I love you. That's a terrible idea.
No, it's not.
That's what everyone else said. Yeah.
Do you think anyone actually would?
I think once the first person did,
you'd have to, right?
Doing it. It's hot. You know, people are in a celebratory mood, and the audience at home would get to see all their favorite celebrities wet, which you almost never get to see.
That's very true, yeah.
I mean, imagine a wet Lily Tomlin rising up from
the pool.
Wow. That's a good turn.
Got a bit of a boner right now.
Yeah.
So, the Emmys...
Put that on a loop. I don't work here in the morning show, but put that on a loop, please.
So, the Emmys are Sunday. It says it starts at 4. Is that the pre-show? Your part starts at 5, right?
Yeah, it starts live at 5 o'clock. The rest is pre-show filler.
Now, are they trying to keep... Sometimes they'll have a host for one of these shows, and they'll show up like I don't know, three times in the entire broadcast. Are they doing that to you, or are you going to have a lot to do?
No, I'll be on more than people will care to see me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're sure that they will be tired of you by the end of the night?
Yeah, you know, what happens is they start getting behind. I think we're going into this show already 11 minutes behind, I'm told.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
So as things move on, you just have to speed stuff up, maybe cut stuff?
Yes, exactly. You'll notice, like, towards the end of the show, all of a sudden the intros start getting faster and faster, and instead of people coming out, it's just the voice from backstage going, and now, ladies and gentlemen, and then somebody comes out.
Now, let's talk about something else for just a second. You were on James Corden last night.
Yes.
And you played a game called Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts.
Yes.
And you had to answer a question truthfully or eat what was in front of you.
Yeah.
You ate bull penis.
Yeah, I ate a bull penis, a real one.
Yeah.
Sliced thinly into rings.
Yeah. I'm going to play a clip from that. This is the question that James asked Jimmy, and then Jimmy, you know, doing what he does.
So the nearest million, how much do you make a year?
Oh. Well, thank you. Thank you for this delicious penis, James.
You've got so much penis. Is it a chewy penis?
Yeah.
It's a chewy penis.
Yeah, it's more like gum than penis.
It's a chewy gum penis.
I never imagined penises would be quite this chewy. I have a little bit of penis. Yeah, enjoy.
From Jimmy's mouth.
Mm-hmm. He won't eat my penis. All right.
What's going on?
Have you ever had a penis?
No!
Kevin.
All right.
Come on, Kevin.
Once. But bull penis, seriously, it was just chewy. What did it taste like?
It tasted like eating a condom.
Oh.
And it really did. And it's funny because I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, like, wow, I didn't expect it to be so chewy. But then when you really think about your penis, chewy makes sense.
Okay.
Of course it would be chewy.
Honestly, I've never thought through that much.
For just a second. Did you and Stryker chew on each other's for a second?
Well, I mean, I don't think...
I'm out of here. I'm not that much of an ambassador.
Bean would do it, Stryker. Bean
actually would love to do it. It's true. Good point.
All right. Jimmy Kimmel is the host of the 68th Emmy Awards. They are Sunday night. They start at 5 p.m. live on ABC.
It'll be great. I'll be eating penises and everything.
Excellent. You want to? Do you have any guests you want to tease for next week?
I don't know who they are.
Okay, excellent.
All right.
Good. John Oliver's on our show next week. That's all I know.
Love him so much as well.
All right.
Jim, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Bye now.
Hey!
Honestly, I don't feel like that's the type of song. Put your hands down. You don't get to celebrate. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're going to talk to a guy just after 9 who will walk with you if you hire him. That's a strange job, right?
Well, I just wonder what he's providing. Is it an ear? Do people just want to talk to someone they don't know? Is it almost like a therapeutic thing? Or is it just literally company?
I don't know. I can't imagine.
Yeah, I need to get to the
bottom
of this.
Chuck McCarthy, the people walker.
He's called the people walker.
Yes, he's called the people walker. And you have to pay him by the mile.
Do we know the rate or we're going to save it?
We're going to find out. I don't know. I think we read yesterday it was $7 a mile. Maybe $7 a mile.
Wow.
First, though, let's talk about Morrissey has announced he has a new Emporium pop-up shop, and this one is in Brooklyn. On September 24th and 25th, Morrissey will have a new shop that will feature T-shirts as well as bundles, including pillowcases and posters.
Oh.
Apparently, this is around his show, which is going to be at the King's Theater in Brooklyn, New York. Mm-hmm. And as well as exclusive limited edition T-shirt designs, there will be 100 limited edition bundles consisting of numbered posters, a pillowcase, and a pen.
Okay.
Morrissey will sign one of these posters, and everyone purchasing the bundle will be entered into a drawing to get the one that's signed. So we decided that we wanted to find out a little bit more about this. We asked Dave the King of Mexico to get us Morrissey on the phone, and we have him now.
Yeah.
Hey, Morrissey, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Never been better.
Okay.
Yeah, sound it.
We were just talking about your Emporium pop-up that's going to happen in Brooklyn a little bit later this month.
Oh,
waffle chop.
Right.
You do.
Right.
It's at Sugar Mutt's Rescue.
Yes.
What's your relationship with them? Or is it just you want people to go rescue a dog, a cat, that type of thing?
Yes, we're trying to raise money for Sugar Mutt's Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Because dogs make me so happy.
Yeah, me too.
Do you have any dogs with you right now?
Yes, I'm surrounded by puppies.
Huh. Oh, that's
as
nice.
As you can tell by the joy in my voice.
You do sound more joyous than usual.
I love puppies.
Why are you only doing this for 2 days? Why not do it, you know, for a week, maybe, leading up to your show?
That sounds exhausting.
Well, you're not running it, are you? I mean, are you behind the counter?
No, but they're having me sign a poster.
Right, one.
That could be tiring.
You just have to write your name once.
Oh, can you imagine?
Well, I mean, everybody writes their name pretty much.
I've got writer's cramp.
Just from one poster?
Yes, it's so exhausting.
Wow.
I need to lie down.
Well, what is so exhausting about your life? You've had so much success and you put in so much time. Now's the time to just have fun and mm-hmm. smile and laugh. How come you don't do that more?
I do. That's why I'm so tired, because I'm so full of energy and fun.
I see.
And I'm always just laughing and having a great time.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Are you having a great time now?
This is the best day ever.
What brings you the most joy, Morrissey?
Saying goodbye at the end of an interview.
Ted Stryker has joined us today, and he's sitting in on the show because he is an ambassador. I don't have a cool name like that, a cool nickname, cool title, nothing. I got nothing.
I love that I've gone from a guy with a tail to an ambassador. This is one of the
to
greatest.
To an ambassador
yes.
with a tail.
No, okay. Just the ambassador.
Okay.
Yeah, so this has been awesome being on with you guys. And Ralph, I told you earlier, but when you're not here, a few times I've done the showbiz beat, but watching you do it is pretty cool, very cool. And I realize how much I stink at it.
That's simply not true, but thank you, sir. You're very kind.
All right, so my friends, and they are my friends, I've been doing stuff with them for a long time at T-Mobile. They just declared the end of data limits, and it's called T-Mobile One, and this is awesome. It's one price. It's all unlimited. It's for everyone. It's on the fastest 4G LTE network, and basically, you can use your smartphone as much as you want with unlimited everything. So, you play games, no stress at the end of the month. The social media, Snapchats, whatever it is, no stress. You want to stream everything. You haven't seen Stranger Things yet. Stream away. Just all you want. It's pretty good. It's
I did some
T-Mobile
Snapchats
One.
from last night's Prophets of Rage show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you have T-Mobile, then you're not affected.
Then you don't have to pay for
I
that.
I can get you with T-Mobile.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, because you're an ambassador?
Yes.
Wish I was an ambassador for something. Yeah. Right?
You are. Trust me.
I'm not going to ask.
Ambassador dumbass.
Ambassador of Kevining.
Time for the Afro calls.
See? You're the ambassador.
Time for the Afro line. 323-520-AFRO. This guy, I think, has a good opportunity to rename the show.
It's Kevin or Bean on K-Rock.
Yeah. One thing about those guys, they don't like working. That's one thing we know.
Now, here's a guy that's doing an impression of me, but he's doing an impression of me when we were trying to figure out when the Danny Elfman at the Hollywood Bowl show went on sale.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Which was just a complete disaster.
I am calling for the Halloween tickets, but are they on sale 17th of Friday or 16th Saturday? Can I get in the car and drive to the station and Kevin tickets? Do you have them? The 17th Saturday. Just call me back, okay? Bye.
He's good.
He's very strong.
He worked in Call Me Back. How crazy is that? Here's a guy who has a problem with Beer Monk's birthday.
What's up, guys? I got up super stoked today. It's me and my wife's anniversary. And then I hear you bastards say that it's Beer Mug's birthday on the air. Now my wife's going to be super sad because I'm going to divorce her because I'm not going to share any day with that ass clown.
Wow.
Oof.
Always enjoy when listeners give us ideas, tips for stories that we should be covering.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys heard about that story where that guy robbed the bank and then sat in the lobby because he wanted to get away from his wife.
Yeah.
You guys should use that one in the morning when you guys tell a story. I don't think you guys have said it yet.
Yeah, it's well covered.
Hey, Kevin, this is Chance. I heard about the story about the guy from Kansas who robbed a bank and wanted to get away from his wife.
Right.
Could you tell me more about that story?
The story was well covered on this show.
They did it one day when I was gone, and then I did it when I came back.
Yeah.
And it was covered quite well.
Yeah.
Even a guy last night at Prophets of Rage came up to me and said, you guys should really tell this story.
When you work 2 days a week, you're going to miss some stuff.
Look,
it's not really Kevin's fault. Really.
I'm all right with that. Here's a Dave the King of Mexico impression because he gets no vowels correct. Mm-hmm. He can say them all correctly, but he always interchanges them and does it backwards. It's craziness.
Oh, this is Dave giving you for next week's schedule. On Tuesday, we have our friend from the office, Bidge Novak, and the actor from Road Trip, Bidge Quaz. On Wednesday, we have the actor from Jurassic Park, Bid Wong, and from Silicon Valley, Tidge Miller. And on Thursday, we have the Oscar winner, Jick Simmons, and Harry Potter creator, Jick Rowling. And Friday is sports, so we have football player, J.J. Watt, and NBA champion, Jer Smith. And also, we have football predictions from Urge Bell. Okay, go Clappers.
Nailed it.
It really had nothing to do with vowels so much as it is he takes initials and he tries to pronounce them together.
Really, pretty much everything in the English language. And he's the guy that we go to ask for proper pronunciation.
Yeah.
So maybe that's not great. Here's a request.
You know, since Ali is so good and, you know, it's just such a great addition to the show, you guys should show your appreciation by playing more of the Dwight Yoakam Purple Rain.
Oh, F you, sir.
Dwight Yoakam.
You probably do that every hour on the hour.
Purple Rain.
It sounds great, and she loves it.
I love it, sir.
Allie loves it.
Why would you?
At least we can do for Al. That's right.
Just telling you guys.
I never meant to cause you any pain.
Oh.
Only wanted one time to see you laughing. In the purple rain, purple rain, purple rain.
Yeah! Striker!
Purple rain,
oh, this is awful.
Purple rain. I only wanna see you, baby, in the purple rain.
It's so great.
Never wanted to be a winged lover.
Of course it's a whole song.
Come on.
I only wanted to be some kind of friend.
In the middle of a 40-minute superset.
Baby, I can never steal you from another.
How many wiener roasts this year?
And it's such a shame that our friendship really had to end. Rebel rain, pearl rain.
Oh, Kevin, your face right now.
AFRO. You got a mouth.
We still have 2 minutes left. Should we?
Should we just let it run?
I don't think so.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54. Just after the top of the hour, we're going to talk to a guy who will walk you, who will walk with you. He's like a walking companion.
Yeah. Is this a sex thing?
I don't know. I'm not even positive if it's real.
He's going to put a leash on me, and I got to wear a ponytail?
That's a good question to ask him.
Connected to a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we do know.
And all of a sudden,
unfortunately,
call me Flicka.
Flicka, though. That's a,
thank you.
It's a good horse reference.
Thank you. It's a famous horse.
Time for the show, Beaters Roth.
Suddenly I'm Mr. Ed.
Yep.
That's a good one, too.
All right, you name a famous horse.
The Black Stallion.
Oh. Sarah Jessica Parker? How about that one?
How right? dare you.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
He's got a record.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't actually own it. You can't hold it. But you can download it at least now.
That's you
a,
can?
That's a step in the right direction.
This has been like 2 months of waiting.
Right now, you can get Blonde at the iTunes Store. You can stream it at Spotify.
All right.
But now he is working on a distribution deal to get physical copies of his new CD out there with BMG seems to be his first choice. So he's been waiting to buy Blonde in a format he can actually hold. Looks like it will happen soon. Otherwise, you know where you can download it.
This is one of those where every week there would be another rumor.
Yes.
Oh, at midnight this night, Frank Ocean's going to release, and then
no.
Friday
iTunes
for
and
sure.
Spotify, it's for real. You can get it there. But if you're looking for an actual CD, or even an LP, if you like your vinyl, or if you're Rodney and you're waiting for it on 8-track, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer because eventually it'll be coming out.
Bitch.
Oh, come on, Rodney. We're pals, right? Can't we just have fun, you and me? Come on. Rodney?
Yeah, I can't believe what they show on that show and what they say on that show. How do they do that?
I'm with you.
Wow.
Thanks.
Drama queen.
I resent that, Rodney. Radiohead's new music video is directed by filmmaker Paul Thomas Anderson.
All right.
It's the man who gave us There Will Be Blood and Boogie Nights. Pretty cool. Instead of adding images to the album version of Present Tense, the video is basically just singer Tom York and guitarist Johnny Greenwood with electric guitars, a mic, and a drum machine performing the song live. I don't know if you've seen it yet or not, but you should take a look. It's pretty cool. I didn't know this, but Anderson also directed the video for the first single from Radiohead's A Moon-Shaped Pool album, Daydreaming. So they've got a standing relationship, but it's cool that they're working together again.
No kidding.
If you are a movie fan and you like collecting memorabilia, some cool stuff is going to come up for auction in the next 2 weeks. The Prop Store in London is a legendary clearinghouse and collector's house of actual props and costuming from many motion pictures. They're having a big auction coming up. Here's some of the things that they're going to put up on the auction block. It's the sloth mask from the Goonies. You could be sloth.
Why?
Because then you could be sloth.
Why?
No, you don't get it, man. An actual fighter pilot helmet from Star Wars? I am assuming they mean TIE fighter pilot helmet.
You think.
Yeah. Actual FBI badges from the X-Files. How about Mulder and Scully's FBI badges?
Ooh.
How'd you like to own those? How'd you like to own an actual gizmo from Gremlins?
Yes.
Right? And the dress Keira Knightley wore in Love Actually. You can take that dress. You can get a little DNA.
Ah, that's...
Put it in a petri dish.
Things went south right there.
Go down to the lab. Yep. Next thing you know, you got yourself your own Keira Knightley.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes. It happened.
Rodney loves it.
He loves that idea. So, once again, it's the Prop Store in London. You can go to their website and check out the details. The online bidding kicks off on September 27th.
Oh.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Nick Jonas is 24 years
old. Oh, today. Nick Jonas is so cute.
Right? He's dreamy. Amy Poehler's 45. Mark Anthony's 48 years old. Jennifer Tilly of the talented Tilly Sisters is 58 years old. Were you a Jennifer or a Meg man?
I don't have that category.
Yeah.
I love Jennifer, but Meg Tilly was in one of my all-time favorite movies.
Big Chill.
No.
Oh.
Is that it?
I'm out on Meg Tilly movies.
I felt like we were all waiting for you to get
the
CEO.
It's called Sleep With Me.
Okay.
Jennifer Tilly's your co-worker at Family Guy.
She is, yeah. She's the voice of Joe's wife.
And she's in a great movie called Let It Ride.
Oh,
I love that
Richard
movie.
Dreyfuss, I love that film.
Me too.
David Johansen, it's a great film.
Still on the air.
We're having a little conversation, Kevin. It's called conversation.
I know, but other people can hear
Jennifer
it.
Yeah,
Tilly.
I know. And sometimes people like that. Like Jimmy Kimmel, for example. He seems like a little conversation. You hosted the Emmys once in 2012. Is that not true, sir? It was like a congressional hearing. It's like Jimmy needed a lawyer.
How dare you.
David Copperfield, 60 years old today.
I'm hot.
He's hot. Fan Bing Bing's 35. Molly Shannon's 52. Mickey Rourke is 64. And Richard Marx is 53.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you.
We need a little Don't Mean Nothing next hour. Next hour, Don't Mean Nothing.
We'll really rock it out.
We're gonna rock this place. We're gonna rock the roof off.
Zero for star quality. And you know what? I'm being generous.
Love me some Richard Marx.
Richard Marx. Lame. So lame.
Of all the Marx brothers, he is definitely my favorite. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We ran into this story when? Just yesterday, I think?
Day a couple before? Days ago, yeah.
Chuck McCarthy is the people walker. Need motivation to walk? Need somebody to walk with? You call up Chuck, you pay him, mm-hmm. and he walks with you. That's okay. the service that he provides.
All right.
You're not happy walking by yourself? He'll be a companion. Need somebody to talk to? He'll be a companion. And we have him on the line right now. Let's say good morning to Chuck McCarthy. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, what's going on?
ThePeopleWalker.org.
Yep.
Did I describe it right? Is that you'll walk with anyone anywhere as long as they pay your rate?
I'll walk with anyone anywhere if they are in my area and they'll pay my rate. I try to avoid driving an hour to walk somebody because that seems to defeat the purpose. But yeah, that's my business model, walking with people.
And how long have you been doing this?
About 4 or 5 months.
And how many clients do you have?
Well, it's hard to say. It's kind of always changing. And in the last week, I've gotten like literally hundreds of messages from people. So I'm still trying to sort out how many of those are from people here in L.A. that I can actually walk, and how many of them are in Australia or Japan. Because I'm getting...
You're not very dedicated if you're not going to fly to Australia to walk right? with someone.
Come on, Chuck.
For God's sakes, you got to have a work ethic.
Look, hey, if somebody wants to fly me to Australia and pay for my time to do that, I'm more than willing to do it.
How much does it... I'm sorry, how much does it cost?
It's $7 a mile. So if somebody wants to fly me to Australia to do that, I'm up for it, but I can't get there on my own dime.
And what have you found in terms of walking with people? Is it that people just want a companion? Do they want to just talk to somebody? Maybe they're lonely. What have you found with people?
You know, I think people want to walk with somebody else. They don't want to walk alone. And that has to do with, it's nicer to walk with somebody else. And then also it motivates you. I mean, mm-hmm. even if you go walking with your friend, you might walk farther or, a little faster if they have a faster walk. And it's really just about having the motivation and the accountability to get out of the house.
Right.
Because, that's what a personal trainer does.
Right.
And that's what going to CrossFit or a class does. You know, you can't give up halfway through the class because you look around and there's a bunch of other people and there's a teacher saying, like, keep going.
Yeah, accountability.
But this is walking.
Yeah, and Chuck... walking is great exercise. I mean, people pay, health clubs made $84 billion this last year on memberships. And a lot of those people that pay that membership, you know what they do? They go to the gym and they walk on a treadmill.
Let me ask you a question. Do you need a license to do this?
Not as far as I know. I haven't been contacted by the walking board or
anything. Oh, well, you will be after this, young man. Huh. Interesting.
Hey, and what is the speed that you walk at? Because I may walk with you, but I don't want to go at like 2.1. I want a speed walk. I want my arms to move fast and may get up to like 5.8 to 6.2 range. Is there jogging involved or only walking?
Only walking, but I walk at the pace of my client because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a physical therapist. I'm not a personal trainer. So I am more about just getting the person out of the house, getting them moving. But I'm going to walk at their pace, because I'm not going to push somebody to go too fast if they shouldn't be, I'm letting them walk and I'm there to walk with them.
So you started this about 5 months ago. You're on Twitter only as of August. So how did you get clients before then?
Well, there's other media outlets than Twitter.
When did you start your Facebook page?
I basically started putting up flyers that said, the People Walker, and had, tabs on them, because that's kind of where the idea came from, because I would see
Chuck.
All the person.
Right? Chuck, I feel like maybe you're an actor, correct? Is this the best marketing ever to start a fake business to get a bunch of publicity for something so crazy, and then you'll get all these acting roles out of it? Are you really a people walker, Chuck?
Yeah. Yes, I'm definitely a people walker.
Is this a scam?
Chuck.
I wish it was that simple.
Chuck.
I wish it wasn't. But,
Chuck, when I go to
a lot of, I have clients now.
Sure.
And I have, I'm developing an app.
Right, Chuck, an app.
An app.
You need an app.
Come on, Chuck.
Come on, Chuck. Nobody needs an app
now,
for walking.
Kevin noticed when he went to your website. What happened?
Well, it says, do you need somebody to walk with? Enter your email here. That's all the information there is on the webpage. There's information. I'm not going to put my email in there. It looks like a complete scam.
Well, you know, people are putting their emails in. I'm getting a ton of emails, and we're going to use those to help launch our Kickstarter, and that's what's going on. We're building an app.
A Kickstarter? Did I miss it? Now, what do you need the money for?
To build the app.
And what is the app going to do?
The app is, what does Uber do?
The Uber comes to pick me up, but you don't need an app. You're just a walker, and you're only in the little area, you said. You won't travel. You don't want to drive to someone.
I know. The app is to connect other people that want to be walkers with other people that want to be.
Oh, you're starting a full business. You want to be. Mm-hmm. You want to hire walkers, use the app, and then everybody could be walking everybody, and you're going to collect. You should go on Shark Tank.
Hey, that might be something that happens.
What kind of background check would you do to have other people walk with other people? Because there's some shady characters out there.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely looking into what kind of background checks we'd have to do. I have a friend who's a nurse, and she's been kind of advising me on what kind of background checks she has to do with her company. But, I mean, a lot of companies that work like this, they just simply work on a rating system and the fact that people have a presence on social media. I mean, Airbnb, I'm not sure what their background checks are like. And, you know, if you go on Tinder, there's no background checks.
Right.
So, I don't know. These are all things that I'm having to deal with, which is why I do. I wish it was just a big joke, but it's not.
If I went to CompleteBS.com, would I find out information about you?
Complete BS? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is?
No, sorry.
Chuck.
Come on, Chuck. Chuck. Just come clean, dude.
You can tell us. We won't tell anyone. It's really great viral marketing. We appreciate it.
It's really well done.
Come on, Chuck.
But come on, Chuck.
No.
Chuck.
It's definitely a real thing.
Chuck.
Nope.
Chuck.
You can tell us. No, you know, no one's listening.
You'll feel a lot better if you just get it off your chest once. Just between us. Just between friends.
No. I'm telling you, I really wish it was. I really wish it was. Because I was not prepared for this kind of, you know, becoming a businessman this way.
Because, you have gotten articles in The Guardian. All different countries are trying to connect with you about finding out what this business is. I can imagine it's super overwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking to people all over the world. I had one producer send me an email, and she started off calling me Chuck, and then by the end of the email was calling me Larry. And I was like, what happened? And then I realized that she's like the only person that I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry movie marketing got to.
What the F are you talking about? You're just, you're so full of crap. You're 100%.
I respect it so much.
You're getting interviewed by The Guardian and everything else. Well played. But come on now, Chuck. What's your real name?
My name is Chuck.
Chuck
McCarthy.
Chuck.
Hey, and sign up if you give me your email.
Right.
Find out about our Kickstarter.
If we give you the email for no information whatsoever on your webpage.
Chuck, how do we get in touch with you for acting gigs?
You can contact my agent or my manager.
Ooh.
My manager, Matt Prater.
Matt.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he would say, yeah, that old people walker thing's funny, right? And we would go, yeah, we respect it.
We love you, Chuck.
Thank you. But yeah, I mean,
yeah. Well, best
I hope to see you guys supporting the Kickstarter when it launches.
Yeah, feel free to call us back then.
That's bullshit.
Thank you, Chuck. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:38.
Die, you varmint! I'll protect you, ma'am.
Yee-haw! It's happening right now.
Shoot the eye out of a corn stalk.
Really?
You don't know, man. You weren't there. You weren't there in the Old West.
I feel like you weren't either.
Does corn have eyes?
Yes!
Oh.
You ever heard of the eye of the corn stalk? It's a legendary phrase. That theme, if you don't recognize it, is from the original Magnificent Seven, one of the great westerns of all time. And now we got a brand new take on this classic from Antoine Fuqua, starring Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt, Ethan Hawke. Oh, I cannot wait for this film. Not nearly enough westerns going on, in my opinion.
I'm not a huge fan of westerns, but this looks awesome.
It looks so good.
It really does look good.
So you've never seen the original Magnificent Seven,
no.
I'm guessing.
Have you seen Tombstone?
What do you mean, no? Like,
no, I haven't.
But why is it like a silly question?
I'm not a big fan of westerns.
It's a classic film, period.
Right.
So now it doesn't make any sense then.
How does it help to get your panties in a bunch over whether I watched it or not?
I don't know.
Well, stop it.
This film is going to be advanced K-Rock screening of The Magnificent Seven.
Yay!
September 20th. At Pacific Grove Theater, we've got tickets to give away right now. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call in. First five callers get a pair of passes for the Magnificent Seven. Looks terrific. Ah, sad news. Kim McGuire, who played Hatchet Face in Crybaby, has passed away at the age of 60. Classic John Waters film, of course, starring Johnny Depp. Apparently, she fell ill, went to a Florida hospital for pneumonia, and then passed away the following day. Scary stuff.
Wow.
After she decided to leave acting years ago, she became an attorney and had a very successful career. So, sad news for fans of that movie. Donald Trump was on Dr. Oz yesterday, exposing all his health issues. Turns out he doesn't have any. He's in perfect health.
That's great news.
Dr. Oz said he was slightly overweight. Trump weighing at 236 pounds at 6'2", according to the documents that he handed over to Dr. Oz anyway.
Where did he get those documents from?
From Donald Trump. Okay. Yeah, he handed it to him himself.
Right, on his own letterhead?
He did, yes. The doctor says, my penis is huge, by the way. I don't know if you saw that there. Abnormally large, okay? A lot of people are saying that.
There's something wrong with the political candidate that releases that information on the Dr. Oz show.
Yeah, then Jimmy Fallon was rubbing his head on the Tonight Show. It's just become a circus more than usual. So, Donald Trump, apparently, all's good.
6'2", 236.
He's weighing in the red corner. Halle Berry. I feel sorry for her. She said that she had a lot of problems in show business because she was just too attractive.
Right?
Don't you hate that?
Man, it gets old.
It's such a chore.
People just look at you like you're a piece of meat, you know?
Right. She had a hard time getting great roles, she said, because of her fabulous looks. She had to talk Spike Lee into giving her a chance to play a crack hoe in Jungle Fever. And the same thing happened. Lee Daniels didn't want her to read for Monster's Ball because she was just too attractive. So, all you ugly people out there, count your blessings. That's all I got to say.
You could be pretty. Imagine that.
You're lucky you're ugly. Or you could be ugly on the inside like Taylor Swift, right?
Right.
She's awful.
No.
Right. Yeah, she's awful. No. She's an awful person, Ambassador.
I'm channeling Bean right now.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm going to IHOP.
The Bean point of view.
Do not do that.
It's alive. Scottish DJ Calvin Harris, who she broke up with, he released a new song this week, and the lyrics apparently are very pointed and are directed straight at Tadoff Swindler. Here's the song. It's called My Way, and I think you know who he's talking about.
Why wait to say, at least I did in my way. I wait to face, but in my heart I understand. I made my move, and it was all about you.
No, I feel so far removed. You are the one thing in my way. You are the one thing in my way. You are the
That's beautiful.
Yeah. You are the one thing in my
way. The one thing in my way.
Evil succubus from hell.
She is possessed by Satan. That's science.
No, yes. She's the daughter of the head of the Church of Satanism.
But don't you understand?
Look it up online.
If an A-lister or any girl wants to talk to a guy, the guy feels good about himself, and I'm telling you.
But then he feels really bad about himself, apparently, after she kicks him to the curb and starts boning Loki.
It's science.
Calvin Harris, who has $86 million in the bank and is a 10 out of 10 in looks, is going to be all right.
And he talks like this. Oh, I've got so much money, and so many women want my wee willy.
I didn't know he sounded like
that. He does.
Just like that. Yeah.
It's uncanny. That's one of my best impressions.
Look at me. Oh, I'm spinning fat beats in the nightclub. Look, oh, look at me on the ones and twos.
He said in an interview recently. Today's celebrity birthday is Nick Jonas is 24 years old today. All right, we're not going to play that. I guess Amy Poehler is 45. Mark Anthony is 48. Jennifer Tilly is 58. David Copperfield turns 60 years old today. Actress Fan Bingbing celebrates her 35th birthday. Molly Shannon's 52. Mickey Rourke is 64. And the reason we celebrate the day, of course, legendary singer, songwriter, multiple Grammy Award winner, Richard Marx is 53.
Yeah. Wherever you go,
wow.
Whatever you do,
that's right.
Show killer.
As for don't mean nothing, I guess I don't.
It didn't.
I'm not an ambassador. I don't get my requests fulfilled
right
around here. Oh well. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you. Out the SoCal helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win this afternoon at 5 p.m. with a commercial-free hour of music. Stryker, thank you for sitting in today. We appreciate it.
That was so fun. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
You bet.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Megan Fox, why do you have weird thumbs?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Where's the outrage there?
Roll another one.
Hoochie coochie.
Just like the other one.
In my opinion, that sucked.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz! Can I sing a song for you, Jay Hutz? Jay Hutz!
Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz!
Roll!
Beer mug here.
This one seems to be about to
end. Ugh, this guy's the worst.
I don't have another cent.
Why do you think the song in Paris is called Paris? Because this is in Paris.
What
are you going to do for 69?
Just pass it around.
Please, Kevin, not in the face.
Well, don't go like that joint, my friend.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Thanks again for the party. I need to not be here anymore.
You know what? This conversation is over. I'm really not interested.
I don't care what you want. I don't care what they want. It's over. Let's go.
Let's go. Come on, let's go. No time for fooling around. Let's hustle. Let's go. Let's hustle.
He's down on the phone.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
So stick around. We'll both be back, right back.
I love you, Poppy. That must have been a moment of party.